In Baghdad today, a car bomb exploded outside the party headquarters of Iraqi Prime Minister Iyad Alawi, killing at least three people. Iraqi officials said Prime Minister Alawi was not at his party's office when the bomb went off. The blast came one day after insurgents killed more than 20 Iraqi National Guardsmen in a suicide bombing north of Baghdad. The attacks are the latest in a series of bombings and assassinations in the weeks leading up to the January 30th elections. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports from Baghdad.
With less than a month to go until Iraq's landmark elections, there are feverish preparations taking place. But the head UN election advisor, Carlos Valenzuela, seems relaxed and calm as he sits in a Spartan office in the building that once housed the now-defunct U.S.-backed Iraqi Governing Council. Outside his door, a team of armed guards is posted. With his shoulder-length brown hair, the 46-year-old Colombian looks more like a hip college professor than the architect of Iraq's first democratic elections. In an interview with NPR, Valenzuela says that despite talk by different political groups that elections be postponed, Iraq's Electoral Committee is the only body empowered to decide whether to delay voting.
There could be no postponement of elections. Nobody has a mandate to postpone the elections. Nobody was given the mandate. The Commission's own position has been that they will only postpone the elections if it is physically impossible to hold the elections, if they are not able to make the necessary preparations to hold the elections, such as, for example, if the ballot boxes are not distributed in time or the ballot papers are not distributed in time.
Ballots are being printed outside the country, and so far, Valenzuela says, everything is on track. One of the ongoing concerns, though, has been how residents of Fallujah will be able to vote. Their city was emptied during the U.S.-led offensive in November, and most of the population has dispersed. Many are living in refugee camps. Valenzuela says that the Independent Iraqi Election Commission, which he advises, has now come up with a plan. Special polling centers will be set up close to displaced communities, where they can register and vote at the same time.
Because we are conscious that there is displacement of population, in order to allow most people to vote there, they will be given the possibility of registering on the same day, which gives them the possibility of deciding where it is that they are going to be voting, and they will be able to vote where they are on that day.
Iraq's third largest city, Mosul, and other places in the violent Al-Anbar province will also have the same system in place. Those that vote will be marked with indelible ink to prevent fraud. The commission has also had to deal with problems in Kirkuk. The two main Kurdish parties had refused to participate because they didn't want Arabs, moved there by Saddam Hussein, to be able to cast their ballot in what they deem a Kurdish city. Negotiations are ongoing. Valenzuela also acknowledges that many Iraqis don't understand how the election process works, so getting the word out has become a top priority. A large public information campaign is being launched in the coming days. Another difficulty, though, is harder to overcome.
People have to believe in the process in order to accept the results. Historically, elections in Iraq were handled by the Ministry of Interior with a lot of work from the political party at the local level. Of course, it was far from independent, it was far from impartial, it was far from neutral. So there is a general mistrust of the Iraqi citizen on the electoral processes because they have known for many, many years nothing but sham elections.
Valenzuela says that the continuing threats by insurgent groups will play a large part in who comes to the polls. Insurgents and foreign guerrillas have promised bloody retribution on election day for those that participate.
When I sound so optimistic, I am, and I'm hopeful. I also don't want to minimize the challenges, and I don't want to say, you know, it's not going to have an effect. Of course it has an effect. What I believe is that I have seen in other places that if people feel that this is credible and that it is important enough, they will take risks and they will go out and do it. And I think at this moment, the Iraqi people don't have a lot of choices.
Already, though, the intimidation campaign has affected not only potential voters, but those who actually work for the commission. According to a report, yesterday, the 12 members of the Beji Higher Electoral Commission, located inside the Sunni Triangle, resigned after receiving death threats. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.